Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the results of the first quarter of 2014-15. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everybody, to our conference call on EVN's results for the first quarter 2014-15. Let me start with a brief overview of the energy markets in the first quarter 2014-15. As you are aware of, oil prices decreased over the first quarter 2014-15 quite significantly. The same is true for gas and coal prices. At the same time, the price of CO2 emissions certificates rose, but starting from a low level. The reason for that was the backloading of 900 million CO2 certificates to the years 19 and 20. Because of the further decrease of electricity prices, gas-fired power plants were still not in the market and the clean dark spread decreased. Concerning the temperatures, it has to be stated that the winter has started very mildly. In Austria, the heating degree total was significantly lower than in the previous year and also below the long-term average. This had an effect on energy sales volumes and the electricity and gas sales volumes in the network business. In Bulgaria and Macedonia, the heating degree total was also below the long-term average, even though the weather in Bulgaria was slightly colder than last year. During the first quarter of 2014-15, EVN was able to sustainably increase electricity generation, which was based on full operations in Walsum coal-fired power plant and on the expansion of renewable energy production. As a result, the revenue of the EVN group increased. In the environmental service business, the sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow was sold to the city's water supply and wastewater disposal company, Mosvodokanal. The receipts from the sales immediately reduced the net debt. In the water supplies business in Austria, the first natural filter plant in Drösing was commissioned. Another plant is under construction in order to improve water quality further by reducing water hardness. The group net result for the first quarter 2014-15 exceeded the level of the previous year, and we can also confirm our outlook that it will be above the level of the year 2012-13. Let me now come to a closer look on the development of our group's financials in the first quarter 2014-15. EVN's total revenue rose by 8.2% to 599.9 million euros. Revenue development was positively influenced by the increased generation quantities at the Walsum power plant, which was commissioned in the first quarter last year. We also increased our natural gas marketing activities. The recent price decision in Southeast Europe increased revenue, but with the accompanying increase of purchase prices, the effect on results was minor. Last but not least, revenue of the Austrian waste utilization plant was increased. These positive effects more than offset the decline in network businesses that was caused by the reduction of the network tariff for electricity and the temperature-related decline in volumes in the natural gas business. Other operating income increased due to the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow. Operating expenses were slightly lower than last year and resulted in a group EBITDA of 184.8 million euros, which was 32.3% above prior year. Depreciation and amortization rose by 4.8% to 63.6 million euros due to the commissioning on the Duisburg-Walsum power plant and the start of scheduled depreciation. In total, EBIT increased by 53.5% to 121.2 million euros in the reporting period. Financial results included the cost of termination of the hedging contract for the financing of the sold hypochlorite plant and the cost for the related investment guarantee from the Federal Republic of Germany. Income tax increased due to the improved result. The group net result equaled 73.1 million euros. This represents an increase of 66.1% compared to the previous year. Cash flow from operating activities decreased by 50.4% to 92.4 million euros due to working capital effects. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid base balance sheet structure of EVN. With the positive group net result, equity ratio increased to 40% as of end of December 2014. The sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant had a direct effect on net debt. It was reduced by 269.9 million euros to 1.35 billion euros. Gearing is now at 50.7%. As you know, the 86th annual general meeting approved a dividend payment of 42 euro cents per share. The dividend was paid in January and was financed through the cash flow. On the next slide, you will see how the EBITDA contribution by segments has developed. Positive EBITDA development is seen in the generation segment, which benefited from the production of the Walsum power plant, in the energy supply Southeast Europe segment through volume and price effects, and last but not least, in the environmental service segment. In contrast, EBITDA decreased in the network infrastructure Austria segment, mainly due to lower volumes of gas distribution volumes, and in the energy trade and supply segment, where a temperature-related drop in sales volumes and gas had to be recognized. After this overview, let's continue with a view on each segment in detail. First, I will present the developments of the generation segment. As you might be aware, the situation on the wholesale markets for electricity has not changed. Due to very low price levels, thermal production is hardly competitive in the market. However, our contract on the allocation of 785 megawatts reserve capacity for this and next winter half year, as well as 450 megawatts reserve capacity for the winter half year 17-18 to supply to Germany, gives us time to observe future market developments. Overall, electricity generation volume increased by 44.9%, while power generation from thermal capacities increased primarily due to the full operation of Walsum power plant. Production from renewable sources decreased slightly due to higher water flows in the first quarter of last year. However, also in the reporting period, we continue to expand renewable power production capacities. We will start production at the wind park Portes Ollersdorf in spring 2015 and reach a capacity of 250 megawatts at the mid of this year. Revenue increased by 68.5% compared to the previous year. A slight volume and price-related decline in the revenue from renewable energy generation was more than offset by higher revenue from thermal generation. The share of results from equity accounted investees with an operational nature declined slightly by 0.1 million euros to 0.2 million euros due to a weather and market price related reduction in the earnings contribution from Verbund Innkraftwerke. In total, EBITDA amounted to 30.2 million euros in comparison to 14.6 million euros in the previous first quarter. Depreciation and amortization increased due to the scheduled depreciation of the Walsum power plant. EBIT rose from 5.5 million euros last year to 16.8 million euros this year. In the reporting period, we experienced a drop in energy sales volumes to end customers. Mild temperatures during the winter 14-15 were responsible for a year-on-year decline in sales of electricity. However, an increase in the demand of electricity by industrial customers was able to partly offset the mentioned weather-related lower electricity sales in the household segment and the absence of network losses deliveries to the network infrastructure Austria segment as of January 2014. We also saw a substantial temperature-related drop in sales volumes of gas, and the decline of the heat sales, also a result of the mild weather, was partly compensated by the continuing network expansion and increased sales to individual industrial customers. However, despite declined sales volumes, revenue increased by 37.1%, mainly due to the sale of generated energy from Duisburg-Walsum. Operating expenses increased by 48.9%. This development was related primarily to the purchase of the electricity produced by Walsum power plant and to an increase in natural gas volumes. Results from equity accounted investees decreased by 2.5 million euros or 11.8% to 18.6 million euros, which resulted primarily from the weather-related lower sales volumes, as well as the effects from the average 10% reduction in end customer electricity households prices from EVN companies DOTA EAA of 1st of October 2014. As a sum of these effects, EBITDA declined by 20.4% to 30.1 million euros and EBIT by 8.1 million euros to 25.9 million euros compared to the previous first quarter. Now I will present the developments in our network infrastructure Austria segment. Electricity network distribution volumes nearly matched the prior year's level. The weather-related decline in the household and commercial customer segments was more than offset by an increase in the demand from industrial customers. The mild temperature also had a negative effect on demand for natural gas and led to a decrease in natural gas network distribution volumes. Network revenue amounted to 127.9 million euros, which is 9.4 million euros or 6.8% lower than in the pre-first quarter of 2014-15. This development resulted above all from the decline in natural gas distribution volumes as well as the reduction in electricity network tariffs as of 1st January 2014. In contrast, a slight increase was recorded in revenue from cable TV and telecommunication services. The decline in operating expenses was unable to offset the lower revenue, and EBITDA fell by 4.9 million euros or 6.7% to 67.8 million euros. EBIT totaled 42.4 million euros for a decrease of 5.1 million euros or 10.8% below the first quarter of 2013-14. In connection with EVN's investment strategy, network infrastructure investment continued to focus on the protection of supply of security in Lower Austria. Projects in electricity network concentrated on the infrastructure development to accommodate the steadily rising increase of feed-in from continued expansion of generation from renewable energy sources in the Neckar area. However, the 110 kV network was strengthened and the transformer stations were expanded to transport the increased feed-in of electricity generated by wind energy. Activities also focused on the expansion and the strengthening of the grid to safeguard supply securities for customers. As of the 1st of January 2015, the Austrian regulator reduced network tariffs for electricity by roughly 1% and for natural gas by roughly 3%. Now we'll proceed with the Southeastern Europe segment. The previous series of tariff reductions in Bulgaria was followed by a slight 0.6% increase in end customer prices of the 1st of July 2014. At the same time, electricity purchase costs were increased and the allowable margin for EVN sales company was cut. The regulatory authority implemented another tariff increase of roughly 9.7% as of the 1st October 2014, but also raised electricity purchase costs for EVN at the same time. Macedonia follows a step-by-step market liberalization. Related cost elements were still not included in the tariff decisions of the previous year. In Croatia, further progress was made on the natural gas distribution supply project. New customer contracts were concluded in the county of Sada. First customer connections in the two other countries, Šibenik and Split, are also expected during the first half of 2015. In the first quarter of 2014-15 was characterized by milder temperatures in Macedonia. In Bulgaria, the temperature-related demand was more or less stable in comparison to the first quarter of 2013-14. Despite the mild temperatures above all, there was an increase in heat and electricity sales volumes to end customers. The generated electricity also rose in the first quarter of 2014-15 because of a good water flows in Macedonia, which compensated the technical production standstill of the cogeneration plant in Plovdiv. Revenue rose by 3.9% to 274 million euros, mainly as a result of higher end customer price based on tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia, as well as a slight increase in electricity distribution volumes due to the colder weather in Bulgaria. Operating expenses increased by 2.8%, primarily to the tariff decisions and the related increase in energy purchase costs for the local EVN companies. In total, EBITDA rose by 24.7% to 15.6 million euros. More or less stable depreciation and amortization and the results from operating activities led to an EBIT of 0.4 million euros. Finally, I will give you an overview about the developments in the environmental service segment. The environmental service segment generated 46.2 million euros in the first quarter 2014-15, which is an increase by 3.8% over the comparable period last year. This positive development was primarily supported by higher revenue from thermal waste utilization in Lower Austria and by an increase in the international project business. Revenue from drinking water supplies in Lower Austria remained stable at the previous year's level. The positive conclusions of negotiations with the city of Moscow over the sodium hypochlorite plant project led to the sale of the shares in the property company in October 2014 and to a subsequent rise in other operating income. EBITDA equaled 29.2 million euros for the reporting period, compared with 11.4 million euros in the previous year, and the EBIT amounted to 22.5 million euros compared to 44.4 million euros. In the international project business, EVN is currently working on the realization of 8 projects. A contract was signed in November 2014 for the expansion of the local wastewater purification plant in the Romanian city of Zalau to service 85,000 population equivalents. This is already our third environmental service project in Romania. The commissioning process started for the wastewater purification plant in Larnaca, Cyprus, that was completed in the previous year. The first steps were also taken for the commissioning of the Kujawi wastewater purification plant in Krakow, Poland, which is designed to serve 370,000 population equivalents. In the area of the drinking water supplies for Lower Austria, EVN's activities during the reporting period included a number of projects to improve the quality of drinking water. The commissioning process for the natural filter plant in Drösing, which will reduce the hardness of the water by natural means, started in December 2014. Further plans of this kind will be realized. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flow on the next slide. In comparison to the previous year, gross cash flow rose by 29.8 million euros to 166.6 million euros, primarily due to the increase in the results before income tax. An increase of the working capital resulted in a reduced cash flow from operating activities from 186.4 million euros to 92.4 million euros. Cash flow from investing activities was positive on total 60.9 million. This increase resulted above all from the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant. Cash flow from financing activities equaled minus 192.8 million euros compared with 61.5 million euros in the previous year. This development reflected the repayment of the financing for the sodium hypochlorite plant and scheduled repayments of financial liabilities. All in all, the total cash flow for the first quarter 14-15 was minus 39.4 million euros. Net debt declined by 269.9 million euros to 1.352 billion euros. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the financial year 14-15. The group net result is expected to exceed 12-13 level. The factors that could significantly influence earnings include the regulatory background, developments in the proceeds related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Walsum power plant, as well as the progress of activities in Moscow. EVN's focus is on security of supply. This is also reflected in our investment policy. We are planning to invest 1 billion in Lower Austria within the next 4 years. Approximately 70% will go into the expansion and enhancement of electricity and gas networks. The remaining part will be invested to increase the generation capacities from onshore wind power plants and the expansion and enhancement of the quality of water supplies in Lower Austria. We continue to follow our strategy. We built on our integrated business model, which is based on our quite stable customer base, on our diversified portfolio of products and high-quality services, strong and efficient networks to safeguard the security of supply with our products, and not least the solid capital basis, which allows us to make important investment for the future. Furthermore, we will continue our consolidation course. Hereby, the current business as well as our current core markets will represent the focal point of our activities. Moreover, we will further focus on increasing the efficiency of our work from every point of view. With that, I will come now to the end of my presentation of the business development in the first quarter 14-15 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 and star to state your question. And the first question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I have 3 questions. I would be grateful if you could help us, and I'm sorry if I missed it, just understand why the interest expenses were up in the first quarter, even though the debt is down. And then if you could also just help us, were there any one-offs of a material nature in the first quarter results? and what is the full year outlook for the net debt level?
Okay, due to the Wilson power plant now in operation, also the normal depreciation is going, and of course we are also having the and higher interest payment there. Regarding the one-offs, as you have heard, the sodium hypochlorite sales has an influence on the first quarter, and therefore a good part of the improvement in this this quarter is coming from the proceeds of the sale of this plant. And the third question, can you help me on that? Yeah, the net debt.
Yeah.
The net debt, in comparison to last year's balance date, will go down to $1.4 billion.
$1.4 billion. And sorry, the proceeds from the plant. What was the number again?
Give you this information that based on the sales price of the €250 million and after deduction of the investment cost, a low double-digit EBIT contribution was achieved. Considering the associated hedging costs for the originally long-term planned financing, as well as the cost for the investment guarantee, we have achieved a return on the investment which is common for the scale of this project.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
The next question comes from Alexander Karnik from Deutsche Bank. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I just have one, I believe, and it's whether you or can you quantify the temperature effect in Q1? So we have a magnitude of sort of what's been weather-driven and what's been sort of underlying trends in the related segments. Thank you.
Okay, so this is quite hard for me to have a figure here. On the gas side, So if you take this kind of heating degree sum, this around 12% for Austria, which is the main market, this should give you an indication.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
The next question comes from Peter Crampton from Macquarie. Maybe have a please.
Good morning. I just had one quick question on Bulgaria and Macedonia with the upcoming tariff decision. How confident are you that this time round you'll be allowed kind of a proper tariff, which leads to a big uplift in kind of operating profit for EVN?
We are expecting an overall result of the Southeast division of around €40 million at the end of September. This includes also an adjustment of tariffs. So I would not go deeper into splitting this into the country.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your answer.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. And another question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. Please, your line is open again.
Sorry, just to clarify, that $40 million is EBIT, or at what level is that?
It's EBIT.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
For any additional questions, please press 9*. And the next question comes from Teresa Schinwald from Raiffeisen Central Bank. May we have your question, please?
Hi, good morning. I have a follow-up on the dissolution, the sale of the Russian plant. How much was the hedging cost impact in the financial result? And also my usual question about the environmental services backlog. Thank you.
Okay. It is a single-digit number, which includes the termination of the hedge and the cost of the investment guarantee for the Republic of Germany. Is this helping you?
Yeah, that's helping a lot.
Okay. And the backlog of this existing project is 78 million euros. 78 million euros for these 8 projects which are under construction.
Thank you.
There are no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9*. Mr. Shishkovitz, there are no further questions.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, and see each other or hear each other at half year's result.
Thank you for attending today's conference call. Have a good day, and bye-bye.